Hey, this is a special series of episodes for Genreless. We got so excited about X-Men 97 that Chris decided he wanted to do an actual play of inspired by the show. So next few weeks, you're going to be hearing a live event that we did on the Genreless Discord, on the Darker Hue Discord in the Genreless area. And we invited some old friends to come back. I am playing Cyclops. Ariel Celeste, who was on our Watchmen episode, is playing Storm. Matthew Dawkins, who was on our Kindred the Embraced episode, is playing Wolverine. And Jennifer Kretschmer, who's new to the show but maybe coming on later, she is playing Rogue. So come listen to us. It's going to sound a little strange here and there because we want to keep the live experience, but also we had a couple of technical issues, which I've edited out. Feel free to enjoy this special look into X-Men 97.
Previously on X-Men. With the passing of Professor Xavier, little less than a month ago, Cyclops has taken control of the X-Men. And as mutant and human relations are in an unusual flux at the moment, they've received a request from a Dr. Valerie Cooper for a secret or a meeting and a vote for the X-Men. At the X-Men compound, we have Wolverine, Gambit, Beast, and Jubilee playing an engaging game of basketball while the other X-Men are preparing breakfast. And we zoom the camera in with Cyclops.
Cyclops is playing basketball. So he's wearing shorts and a polo because he thinks that's what you wear casually when you're playing sports. He still has his visor on, and he's trying to duck the basketball around Wolverine.
You look more suited to a tennis club.
I try to psych you out as I dribble around you, not literally, trying to get the ball past and into the net.
Storm and Rogue, as you know that some of your team's outside playing, you know also know that there's one or two people in the kitchen. What are the two of you doing?
I think what are we doing? I think Rogue's reading a book, sitting around reading.
I'm going to call back to the two of you then through the window.
Start placing bets on your cookies. Actually, you know, this asshole.
I think Rogue is reading a, pretending to read a book and actually looking out the window, watching everybody play basketball.
All right. Storm, what are you doing?
Eating toast, drinking tea. And wondering what the chances are that that basketball's going to come through the window.
One in two.
Yeah, pretty sure of that.
Depends on who wins.
The game goes on.
A bad loser.
The game goes on for another 10 or 15 minutes. You know that Dr. Cooper's not supposed to arrive for at least another hour. Then overhead, you can hear helicopters. And out in the main grassed area, two helicopters land. And you see that Dr. Cooper steps out of the helicopter and starts making a beeline directly towards.
Game's over, Wolverine. Chat,
you should see Dr. Cooper.
I'll tell you when the game's over, bub.
I take that opportunity to have another shot.
I'll fly out.
Winning shot over. Of the game.
So, rather childishly, I make the L symbol on my forehead and Hulk off.
Rogue, as you fly over to Val Cooper. Storm, what are you doing? I know what everyone else is. What's your plan? You see that Rogue sort of takes off towards Val. Val's walking towards you. There are three helicopters, and each helicopter has maybe four or five different UN soldiers stepping out waiting.
Yeah, I'm going to beeline for outside and keep enough distance to be able to see all of the helicopters and, you know, just in case action needs to be taken.
Okay. As she struts over through the lawn, you see that none of the soldiers accompany her. She just walks straight towards the two of you who are flying over, and she does a quick glance up, Storm, Rogue, and continues to walk past all of you almost directly into the manor itself.
I will
glancing at her watch.
I will walk up to her. Dr. Cooper, what seems to be the issue?
I understand that our meeting was in about 4 hours, but this has become more urgent, and I need all of you now to have this discussion.
Well, not all of the X-Men are currently here. If this can't wait, you'll have to deal with a reduced team.
As I think this is something that, and she does a long pause and sort of looks off in the distance, Charles would have wanted and could potentially help his dream, I think that would be sufficient. Is there somewhere we can speak urgently?
Sure. I'll take you into the office. And then quick inner monologue is, oh no, what Professor X would have wanted. I must make sure I take on his legacy for the whole team.
I glower at Cyclops.
Rogue and Storm, you also caught Dr. Cooper saying that as Cyclops says his piece and she continues to walk into the manor. You follow.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And
in fact, I'm going to fly past her and just zip in ahead of her and sort of get there and wait, crossing my arms, staring.
As you do that, you go into the meeting room and you're already there when Val walks in. And she comes in, takes a long beat and sort of looks around. There's the four of you, which you have Cyclops and Wolverine in gym clothes. Rogue and Storm, how are you dressed? It was an average day, just hanging out at the manor. How do you look?
Pretty much my standard getup. I mean, it's relatively casual. I don't change my clothes that much. I have a cool bomber jacket. Why would I?
Right, exactly. It's bomber jacket goes everything.
Storm.
Just a tank top and some, you know, kind of flowy, loose fitting pants, just to be, just being comfortable.
Okay. And you see that Beast is also there. Beast is in his, just in his shorts, blue fur. You've got Gambit in his half-cut midriff and shorty shorts from playing basketball.
Okay, and so that answered the question I just DM'd you.
Sorry, I missed it. I was too busy.
Oh, no, it's all good. I realized I hadn't asked where in the chronology we were. Sweet.
So... as a point of reference, this is about 1 month after Xavier's passing. The show itself picks up about 12 months afterwards.
Perfect. Thank you.
So we're between season 5 and 97?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
And Jubilee, smacking gum and waiting to see what's going on in her awesome, as always, yellow coat. Val goes over to the computer and looks at Cyclops before she pushes any buttons.
I'll nod.
And quickly punches some buttons on the computer, and you see it pops up the image of what's happened over the past month, how there was a funeral for Xavier, how Gyrick is going to trial. And dramatically, she flips around and her hair sort of swishes and goes, we're at a critical point right now where your service to the UN and the world could be acknowledged. I hate to capitalize on Xavier's passing, but this would be the time to
start. But you're going to do it anyway, huh?
And you see that she gives you a quick glance and then comes like stony cold and goes, unfortunately, yes.
Listen, Goldilocks, you might have the glasses and the degree, but you ain't no Charles. You understand that? I don't trust you, and I don't trust any of you government types. Not to use us right, not to misuse us.
Wolverine, I understand. I know that you've had problems in the past with the government, and we've helped arrange for the Canadian government to stop hunting you down, trying to collect different aspects of you. But what I'm asking now is the UN needs the X-Men to go out and try to recover something for us. And that will get you favors within the UN, and then the UN itself can continue to try to support you and mutant rights. It's what Charles would want. Charles would want you to help us so we can help you.
Everyone, let's take a step back, calm down. Dr. Cooper, just tell us what you have to say, and then my team will have a discussion, and we'll let you know what our decision is.
I glower at Cyclops.
Double for you, bud.
There's been a recent theft of some very valuable materials that the UN needs recovered. And we believe it's by a superpower agent of some kind, and we need you to find it and retrieve it. And if you could do that for us, I'm sure the UN would be willing to further support the mutant cause right now. Because I can play that card to help you because Charles was a friend of mine.
What materials were stolen?
Well, I can't say yet. And she turns and walks out of the room and says, once you've decided, I'll be at the helicopter. And struts away.
Facepalm. Well, team, what do you think?
I lean against the wall. You know what I think.
That's one vote against, then. Storm?
While I'm feeling an awful lot like a golden retriever being asked to fetch, it is true that these kinds of acts is what Charles would want us to do.
Mm-hmm. What's one for? Rogue?
I've got nothing else to do, hon.
Very well. Sounds like we're ready to take this mission. I'll ask the other from the back, NPCX
Gamma goes, what about our vote? Cyclops and looks at himself, Jubilee and Beast. We're here.
I was going to say, like, I'm also asking the NPCs as well, but...
Gambit glances at Rogue and then says, I still have a lot of cooking to do right now. And sort of, like, go inserts something about beignets and sort of walks off towards the kitchen.
Something about beignets.
I smile after Gambit. At least he has an excuse.
Jubilee
Wait, both my boys don't want to go?
Jubilee just looks at Cyclops intensely and says, can I fly the Blackbird this time then?
No.
All right, I guess I can still do it. And Beast leans back and says, of course, I believe that if this would have been Charles's wishes, then we should definitely proceed with the utmost caution to perform this task in whatever manner we deemed best appropriate for accomplish it. If needed, I can stay here to simply man the computers to ensure any clues you find, I could easily provide you feedback and information to.
That would actually probably be a good idea. And also, just in case this is some kind of setup, having some people here to protect the mansion would be good.
So, X-Men, what is your choice?
I will go out to where Dr. Cooper is standing.
Helicopter's blade. Excellent. And then she hands you a floppy disk and says, all the information is on that. Abort gets in the helicopter, and helicopters go.
I will take the 5 1/4 disk and into our computer, which is completely compatible with whatever disk this happens to be, because that's how computers work, and put it in.
And when it pops up, it shows you this large, this four-story building in Missouri with one of the doors completely blown off its hinges. And inside is some sort of science lab. Gives you a rundown of everything that was taken, which it lists a slew of computer files and everything else. But all of the cameras and information were wiped clean beforehand. Gives you a contact person, and it says, we're looking for... It has a serial number for item XL674. Doesn't tell you what it is, just the item number.
Well, at least we know it's big.
You said there was footage of the attack? Or footage of the result, I should say?
There's footage of the result. You've got the four-story building. You've got like a massive wall knocked through, a hole knocked in about the first and second story of the building. And it was full of safes and other large things like that, and they were seemed to have been moved easily.
Can Beast use Cerebro or the... Well, let me rephrase that. Can Beast use our computer to go through our data files to see if we can narrow down who this might possibly have been?
Cyclops, that is easily within my skill set, but I would warn you now that it will likely take me several hours to try to compile that list from so few clues.
Mm.
If there were perhaps more information, something that could be retrieved from the site, I may be able to expedite this.
Very well. Let's go check it out. To me, my X-Men.
Your X-Men, my ass.
And I will walk out of frame and immediately be in my costume somehow. and we'll go to the Blackbird.
Group of you. Is there anything that, looking at that footage, I'm pretty good with engineering. And let's see if there's anything else here that I can... let's just go with engineering that I could glean from the footage we saw.
I love it. Make me the first roll of the game, Rogue, as you're trying to look at some of the footage.
Woo. Meh. 23.
So you've got a 23 under 40. What that means for the system is for every 10 points under that you achieve, you gain a jack, which is kind of a meta currency you can use Sweet. To either enhance your success. You can save it for later to try to automatically succeed at another skill at the lowest rank possible. Or if it's in a combat, it can add to damage and things like that. Would you like to use it here to get additional information, or do you want to save it for later?
Can I find out what information I get first before I use it?
Yes, you can. What you can discern is that you see there are little puncture marks somehow in the side of the wall. They're almost like micro dots in some sort of advanced item or technology must have ripped it off of the wall. It wasn't a person, but maybe like a power suit or maybe something attached to a car that could have done it. They're definitely a tech-based thing.
Okay.
That's without the jack.
Sure, let's use the jack. Let's see what we can get out of that further.
From looking at that and some of the view of the street, you can see that it definitely wasn't a vehicle. It must have been some sort of armored suit, because a vehicle would have left tracks in the road that you could have seen based on how much force it would have taken to pull that off of the wall.
Okay. Is there anything that we can bring with us that might be useful in dealing with mechanized suits, armored suits?
You're in the expansion. You could ask some of your teammates, but off the top of your head, you can't really think of anything.
I have my fists.
to be fair.
Tons of force.
Yeah, I have some muscle on me, so... I'll share the information that I have gleaned and go from there.
Good work, Robert. Right.
Is anyone else doing anything?
I'd like to speak to Storm briefly, away from the ears of my teammates.
I'll say I'm leaning over a Rogue while she's typing in the computer so you can have a conversation.
I see your nod at me and follow you where you're going, or come over to you?
Yeah, we just walk out of earshot. I say, I don't know, Aurora. This all feels damn creepy to me. When suits and choppers land on the front lawn expecting me to retrieve something designated X, all kinds of flashbacks, do you know what I mean?
Yes, I too have hesitation about this kind of expectation of responding when called. Do you
relying on you to be the sensible head on our shoulders? You understand? The problem is Scott is the boy scout, and Anna Marie's too young to understand all the things we've been through.
Yes, but I do have confidence that Scott's heart is in the right place and that he will not needlessly risk any member of his team.
Yeah, it's just a shame his brain ain't.
Wow. Well, I will certainly be looking out.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Just, you know, cover our six.
Of course, as always.
As always.
As the four of you make your way to the Blackbird, you do smell beignets coming from the kitchen. Cyclops, punch it.
We head off. Do I need to make a piloting roll?
Well, as it's urgent, are you flying quickly to get there, or are you just cruising along at still very fast Blackbird speed?
No, we are going as fast as possible.
Make me a piloting roll.
I will point out that canonically, Scott crashes more often than he does well. Just saying.
Well, thank you for letting us know that.
35, four jacks.
Oh, now you're going to make me do the thing I wasn't going to do, Eddie, but since you asked for it. The group of you are shooting across the country. Cyclops, for once,
can
is
I
flying
help pilot
exceptionally
then?
Well.
I did really well.
Oh, okay.
He got like four or five jacks from that role. But in the animated series, something always happens.
Yeah.
Cyclops crashes a plane.
Right. Well, because he's Cyclops.
Oh, he's out of the air or something, right? Yes.
And since Eddie asked for it, and I am, if nothing, an not a benevolent person, I'm going to do a little difference. In the air, are you talking or doing anything in particular that I need to be aware of? As you're flying, Cyclops is spot on for once in his life.
I am focusing on the plane.
As you're going, suddenly, you're over Missouri, you're relatively close to where you believe the site is going to be. The entire plane starts to rocket from side to side, back and forth. And the top of the Blackbird is ripped off.
Oh, and no, you see...
Great.
This person standing above has ripped off the top of the Blackbird. It starts buffering from side to side. Cyclops, with your original 4 successes, you're still able to maintain the plane, but if you let go, it'll definitely nosedive down. The rest of the X-Men, make me a strength roll as you feel the wind buffeting you, trying to rip you out of your seats.
For the people listening, do you want to explain what this person looks like?
Ah, thank you. I forgot about that aspect since we're recording an audio. You see a 10-foot tall, power framed person in green armor. And Wolverine would recognize this person as Titanium Man, usually an agent for the Russian government.
Yeah, excellent. Of course he is. Strength, you say?
Strength.
So physique? You take yes, this is a physique roll. So you're going to do a d20 and you're trying to roll under your physique.
Sweet. I am 5 under.
Errol, in case I don't know if you caught this part, we do a slash and I think it's roll at that point in time. And you can type in what you need to roll into the chat.
Oh, right. I can do it in Discord. I had opened the dice roller page in a browser.
I mean, you know, whatever works.
Well, I got a 13, and I was trying to find my stat.
It will be bottom left on the front page of your character sheet for physique.
Yes, you have an 11 physique with a 13. You see that your seatbelt breaks, and you're yanked into the air. Out of the Blackbird. Storm is gone, Cyclops. As you're trying to control and keeping everyone else inside, Storm... out of the Blackbird. Titanium Man standing there. I need a round of initiative rolls from everyone. So you'll roll a d10 and add your initiative modifier.
Okay.
Wow.
So I have a 7.
I got an 8.
I also have an 8.
8.
Ooh, go team.
Yeah. Oh dear. It looks like Titanium Man, despite his metallic appearance, is significantly faster than us.
Since I have 4 jacks for my piloting
skill. Sorry, go ahead, Daddy.
I would say, since I have 4 jacks for my piloting skill, can I use one of them to knock his initiative down? By, like, piloting the plane in a way that he, like, bumps into the side of the plane or something.
Before you do that, I will say that while you all rolled a bunch of 8s and 7s, don't forget that you have to add your initiative modifier to that.
Yeah. Oh, that was with my initiative modifier.
Yeah.
Yes.
We all had terrible, terrible rolls.
Wow. You know, look, maybe if Gambit was with us instead of cooking beignets.
Eddie, unfortunately, jacks don't do that.
Okay,
you spent some of them to try to keep somewhat in control of the plane. That's why everyone got a chance to stay inside of it.
Titanium Man
is first. And so what he then does is turns a blaster and shoots out the entire bottom of the plane. So all of you plummet out of the bottom of the Blackbird as Titanium Man flies, starts to fly up.
I fly, right? So can I just not?
It won't be an issue for most of you. That was Titanium Man. 8. We've got Wolverine at 8 and...
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone but me.
I think Wolverine, it's Wolverine, Storm, and Rogue. All of
them. Storm. We're going to start with Storm since I threw you out of the plane first last round. What are you doing? The winds are baffling all around you, but you are Storm, goddess of the weather. What would you like to do?
Well, I'm going to grab Wolverine. He's the only one that can't fly. No, Cyclops can't fly either, right?
Yeah, no. Screw him.
Fortunately,
what do you love more?
I don't have to choose. Excuse me? I don't know what story you're in. I have a power called Ride the Wind.
Right.
And I'm gonna grab up my non-flying compatriots.
Make me a weather control check as you pull in the winds and have them swirl around yourself, Wolverine, and Cyclops.
What am I rolling for that?
Percentiles. You're trying to get under your 75%. 75 or under.
Bonk. Bonk.
Anything else I get to make Wolverine plummet to the ground like a bullet?
He'll be fine.
Seven.
Seven.
Wow.
You have nine jacks as you grab a hold of both Wolverine and Cyclops and hold yourself aloft. I'm going to leave you there. That's you. You've caught both of them. Rogue, you see that Storm pulls the winds in and she's holding herself and the three of them. The Blackbird, on the other hand, is spiraling directly down towards what looks like a school.
Looks like
at night that has the lights on. It must be a parent teacher conference night for some reason.
Oh yeah, let's not do that. Let's go ahead and fly down and, using my super strength, grab the Blackbird and lift it back up.
All right, first I need a athletics roll for your flight as you speed down towards this flaming hunk of Blackbird that Cyclops let get destroyed. Spiraling towards you, see as you get closer and closer flying, dozens and dozens of families.
That's not so good. that doesn't do so well. A 75 is over, but I do have something. I think I've got to do it already.
This technically counts as a combat right now, since it is a titanium.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and use my seventh sense. Once per combat, I can reroll a failed test. So.
Excellent.
I think not having the Blackbird crashing into a school is a good choice. So I'm going to it sort of slips out of my left hand, and I'm going to swoop around underneath and try and catch it with my right.
And the rest of you, while you see Rogue do this, there are a lot of
that's much better.
Wow, that's awesome! That are turning up their cameras to look towards the sky at this flaming wreckage coming in. And the first time you see Rogue sort of miss it, and then swoops down and manages to catch the main body of the Blackbird, and then the roof that... So Jen, I'm going to use two of your jacks for this next part for you, just to describe it as an array.
Okay. Sure.
Swoops down and grabs the roof that Titanium Man threw in the other hand, saving those other people that would have been hit, and doing it easily within safety of not endangering anyone from wreckage or heat from the flaming corpse of the Blackbird.
What, Sugar? You think it's hard?
Nice.
And then just in that perfect, you know, passe figure four pose, just floating back up.
What
so
do you
I have
do
what? Oh, go ahead.
With what do you want to do with the large chunk of the Blackbird and the roof of the Blackbird? One in each hand.
I would like to find a place to set them down gently and put the roof back on top.
All right, that's going to take you about a minute or so to do.
Do that. I don't think I can do this whole combat carrying it, so.
Okay.
I don't want to damage it further.
I would let you use the rest of your jacks on this roll to find a safe spot this round to put it down so you could be active next round in some form or fashion.
Okay,
but you'd be
sure
on
thing.
The ground itself. Okay. Rogue disposes of the plane this round. Storm, you have both. Cyclops and Wolverine flying. You see that Titanium Man is turned around and his hands are lighting up to get ready to fire some sort of blast of some kind. What are the three of you doing?
Throw me at him.
Okay.
In a
well-practiced, entirely familiar maneuver,
yes.
I use the wind to launch Wolverine at Titanium Man.
I love it. Make me another weather control
roll. As apparently I can speak Russian as a superior language. Which means time for your cavity search, cocksucker. Because he did just board a flight without a passport. I did miss that part, but I hope he got it.
Weather is percentile?
Yes, it is. 75 or under.
20.
And you've got five successes, hurling Wolverine tornado fastball special style directly at Titanium Man. Cyclops, what are you doing? You see Storm goes up that. Wolverine makes some sort of quip in a language you don't understand and is hurled directly at Titanium Man. Cyclops, what do you do?
I'm going to try to hit the same spot that Wolverine's hitting for maximum damage.
All right, make me a tactic squad roll.
Tactic squad roll, where is that? Oh, there it is. I have
Wolverine, mm-hmm. Would you roll me would you roll me your claw cold. Damage?
Yes.
Would you roll me your claw damage plus an additional 64?
Oh, good lord. Let's see if this plus 64, did you say?
Yes. Eddie, okay. You got a 91 over 70.
Over my 80. Yeah.
Oh. You will not hit in the same spot, but you can still roll me your damage normally for your attack.
So my optic blast or just my normal damage?
It's normal damage.
Okay.
So for you, that's going to be 10d4.
I rolled a pitiful 18 damage. Oh, look at Cyclops. Goody two-shoes.
32 damage.
What you see is Storm hurls Wolverine. Wolverine is like 500 pounds of metal and is going straight towards him. Cyclops, optic blast, fires, hits before Wolverine does because it's faster. Most of Titanium Man's armor absorbs a lot of Cyclops' blast, and he sort of scoffs. And Wolverine hits. All right, Wolverine. I assumed your claws are out, but is that what you're doing?
Oh, yeah.
Claws out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. punching a hole. I'm here to punch your dick, bub. And Since this is X-Men 97.
Since it's X-Men 97, it is full claws. It is not Wolverine using fist.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that the claws pierce through the armor like it was butter and slams into Titanium Man's chest. And he and Wolverine both plummet down towards the ground.
That'll help.
Round. Rogue, this round, you've sexually put you've put down the broken bits of the Blackbird. You look up. Titanium Man is flying directly towards the ground, back first for some reason. Storm, you see that Wolverine has punctured through Titanium Man. He's on top of Titanium Man, who is spiraling directly down towards the Earth. Cyclops, you see the exact same thing as Storm. And also, you're dealing with the fact that your optic blast did next to nothing.
Oh, I'm going to agonize about that. Do you roll initiative again, or is it the same initiative order as before?
No, same initiative.
Oh, okay.
And since Titanium Man isn't acting, it's however you as a group want to act. I'm letting you all act.
Well, I will attempt my best effort at surfing Titanium Man down to Earth like an episode of Red Dwarf I've just seen, as this is 1997. I vaguely recall an Ace Rimmer episode where this happens. But I'm hoping someone will be able to swoop down and lift me from my certain doom.
Yeah, I'd like Wolverine. To try and catch Wolverine, bride style.
Okay. First off, though, Wolverine, you're the best at what you do. Make me an athletics roll at minus 30 as you're trying to surf down on Titanium Man.
Amazing.
So it'll be 1d100 minus 30. Minus the 30 manually. Oh, well, that's... So minus 30, we'll make a 0 if zeros are in this game, or a 1.
Your athletics... score is 80, minus 30 is 50.
Oh, so as in the skill under... is minus 30, not yes. My roll is minus 30. Well, regardless, right. I succeed by 2 jacks worth of success.
So, Rogue, you start to fly directly towards Wolverine, but the weight and speed of the two of those together is too fast even for you. You see that Wolverine's claws are in Titanium Man, and he's using them almost like a surfboard as a slam into the ground a little ways away from the school and yourself. Before I roll damage to this fall Wolverine, would you like to use your jacks to lessen any of this damage dice I'm about to roll? Just take it.
Oh, you know, as much as I like being beaten and bruised a little, I will use those jacks to reduce any damage on myself. Not on Titanium Man, he can take the full brunt.
Yes.
I'm sure his armor will protect him.
It'll be fine.
Or at the very least, the kids at the school won't be able to see how his insides have become jelly.
It's a cartoon. They can't see it. It's fine.
Yeah.
You slam into the ground, Wolverine, using Titanium Man to absorb most of the impact, and you take a mere 14 points of damage as you hit, roll, and stand up.
If I were more theatrical, I would pirouette and bow at the PTA conference next door. As it is.
Dripping from your claws.
Oh, okay.
And the cameras pan over on you. The little kids stare in horror. You stand up, nearly unbruised, blood dripping down from your claws. The open metal thing of Titanium Man. Robe flying in close to you.
Yeah, I'll put my hands behind my back, sort of surreptitiously, as if in a sort of hello, 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 police officer way, examining the scene. Tragic. And sort of back away from the school. Nothing to see here. Nothing, nothing. dreadful accident. Couldn't be helped. Couldn't be helped. Hijack her, you know. These things happen.
Wolverine is being bashful about murder. What are the other three of you doing as cameras are pinned on him? Children are pointing at their parents. Mommy, what's that? Daddy, daddy, is that an X-Man? No, son, that's X-Factor. What are the other three of you doing?
I'll let the other two go first since they're higher in the initiative.
I'm going to bring Cyclops and myself to the ground in front of Wolverine and his surfboard to perhaps help block the view.
Mist, make some mist.
Can I do both those things at the same time? I'm not sure how much, like what counts as a...
As you're out of combat, sure, you can do that easily. Cyclops and Rogue, what are you two doing? Rogue and Cyclops. Since you're faster than Cyclops right now.
I'm trying to figure out if there's anything I can do to cover this up, but not really. I think I'm just sort of coming in and approaching the scene to see the chaos that everyone has wrought. And probably preparing to, you know, create more of my own. Yeah, just sort of surveying the scene, looking around what else is here. Kind of maybe trying to figure out where he came from. If there's a reason that this happened here, because if we're near a school, not where we were headed, this seems like a strange place to intercept.
Okay, got it. Cyclops, what are you doing?
You said there were cameras, like there are news crews here. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. A surprising number of them.
That's suspicious, but
odd.
That I'm going to head over to Titanium Man, and I'm going to use first aid to try to stop him from dying.
Make me a first aid check.
I have a 40% chance. Go ahead.
Did you? You still have Jax, I believe, saved, correct?
No, you said I used them all up to prevent from crashing earlier.
Ah, 25. Look at that. You made it. You managed to staunch the bleeding of Titanium Man with... You know what? Explain to me how you staunch the bleeding of Titanium Man. The chest cavity's open, puncture holes in him from Wolverine's claws. You've seen them up close before.
He's jammed, bub.
This is the mid-90s, so therefore Cyclops has tons of pouches all over his uniform. So from one of the pouches, I'm going to pull a small spray that Beast developed that allows to actually basically kind of a quick synthetic flesh to help cover up the hole and stop the bleeding.
Excellent. And most of it, as you're doing that, the mist from Storm sort of obscures a lot of the other people viewing you. Rogue, as you're looking... You note that you're probably 5 miles from where you were originally trying to get to. An adventure for you. The cameras have moved in a little closer. The kids are being kept back by their parents, but the media seems to be getting closer, almost like they're trying to get close enough to start asking you questions. You've staunched Titanium Man's bleeding, who will not die here.
I'm going to go ahead and approach the camera crews and try and talk them out of filming it. Look, it's a pretty violent situation over there. It's not something you really want to show. I think it's better if we just leave this be, don't you? And using negotiation.
Okay. I'll ask now, did you have any jacks remaining, or do you just want to roll?
I had to use all six of them last time, right? To put Blackbird down.
Gotcha.
Even though I fly 300 feet per turn.
It was more catching the bits of the Blackbird. I should be explaining.
Got it.
I apologize.
Right. It was that one.
You don't need to roll. You're able to swage the media for the moment, and they sort of pause, and they say that we understand that it's probably too graphic for us to see, but we would love a chance to just have a few minutes to speak with you, Rogue. And they call you by your name as you're the one that came forward. Just if you could tell us what happened, that'd be more than enough for us.
Well, look, we're quite busy right now. Maybe we can schedule that for down the line. I'm sure we can make that happen, just not at this current moment.
All right, we understand. And we will definitely, we'll call the mansion tomorrow morning to schedule that.
You do that.
Press has stopped. The school people are definitely back at the school. Are you doing anything else here? The Blackbird is in multiple pieces.
I'm going to, is Titanium Man conscious?
No. He's alive and stable, but not conscious.
We can carry him between us, and Storm can carry us, maybe.
How heavy is he?
Quite the rogue.
Rogue is playing with the press right now. Let's use the distraction to our benefit.
Okay, that's fair then. Can Wolverine and I together carry him out of away from the press?
Yes.
Okay.
Storm, what are you doing? You see that Rogue is dealing with the press. Cyclops and Wolverine have picked up Titanium Man and are dragging him away.
He's obscured
leaking. Most of the scene so people can't see what's going on, but is there anything else you'd like to do?
I assume that we're going to take him back to the mansion? Or we take him to a hospital?
That's a good question. Are there woods around here somewhere discreet where we could interrogate him? Because going all the way back to the mansion on a mission seems like a bad idea, doesn't it?
I said you're in Missouri.
It's also not conscious.
Place. There are definitely woods.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's not conscious, but we're just going to go put him in the woods right now?
Yeah, and have a friendly chat.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Then I will help carry the three of them into the woods.
Okay. We cut to commercial break. We come back from commercial break. The four of you are in the woods with Titanium Man, who is now in broken armor, his entire chest open, but it looks like it's just sort of a weird chest with no hair on it now because it's all been sealed up, tied to a tree. And his eyes slowly flicker from side to side till they open, and he starts saying something in Russian that's very much like,
Perestroika, borscht.
It says profanities.
Listen, Bob, it seems my friend's American medicine was good enough to seal up your aorta. It'll be very easy to open it up again.
I'm actually going to let Wolverine have a bit of his head for a minute, see how this goes.
I can speak to him in, it seems, clear Russian. As we've ascertained, it is a language I can speak at a superior level.
Yes.
And so, subtitled, I will say to him, firstly, cursing. And then,
cursing.
Your shell's broken open, lobster man. If you don't want us picking the meat out through the cracks, you're gonna talk. Who sent you to us? You're too dumb to work alone.
I am the smartest man. I put your Tony Stark to shame. He's the smartest American I've ever met. I make him look like he's in preschool.
Yes, Stark's an asshole. No disagreement here. But I don't hear about him being brought down after trying to hijack a liner. Jumbo jet.
Make me an intimidation roll.
Okay. Intimidation. Intimidate. Oh, okay. I'm pretty good at that, unsurprisingly.
Who could have guessed?
Yes. Not that time. I'm not... Whoa,
98.
I don't think I've got any jacks remaining from previous roles, and I don't have any special ability to change.
I think you spend the willpower to re-roll.
You could do that.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm not going to get shown up by this Rusky. No, I'm not.
39.
Okay, 39. Then. So in terms of degrees of success, our jacks, I have got 3 there.
Okay. Going forward,
I start by telling him what I'll do to him. Then I tell him what I want from him. And then I make some promises I'm not going to be able to keep.
I'm going to let you all keep track of all of your jacks, and I'm going to tell you the baseline information, but if you want to spin the jack, please let me know, and then we can adjust as needed.
Mm-hmm.
Going forward, so we all have a baseline. All right, Furball. I'll tell you this. You weren't my target. I just knew that the government was going to send some of its dogs to try to figure out what's going on, and my job was to take you down, which I did.
Okay, I'll spend a jack. Yeah, but someone's got to be pulling the strings. Who's pulling yours? And don't make me pull them myself.
I put my claws down by where his genitals are expected to be.
And you see that he sort of scooches back in the armor. I don't know who the employer was. I just know that the Leaper recruited us. The Leaper was the one that brought us all in to do the job.
Oh, God.
Is that a name I recognize?
Petrarch the Leaper. You know Petrarch the Leaper is a French terrorist bad guy that is known for, wait for it, his leaping skills.
Wow. He lives up to his name then.
The Leaper. What, we got all of Europe on our ass?
That's all I know. He hired a crew of us. For some reason, most of us were power-armored people. He didn't tell us why. We did the job, and I was supposed to wait because he knew that the government would send dogs to try to stop us.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. A crew of you. Who else is in this crew?
It's none of your business, worm.
Okay, I'll spend 1 more jack. I've got 1 remaining.
And you sure you don't want to give you a shave?
The rest of you, as you're standing by, watching Wolverine get closer and closer with his claws to Titanium Man, what are you all doing?
So one is I do speak intermediate Russian, so I'm pretending like I don't understand, but I actually am listening. And 2, given where we're at timeline-wise, I'm reasonably sure Wolverine just won't kill him. I believe this is all bluster, so I'm not gonna pull his chain back just yet.
Yeah, I'm not a murderer.
Right.
Not in this
Urban Rogue. What are you two doing?
You said we're 5 miles from the location.
Yes, correct.
I fly 300 miles an hour if I want to, so I'm gonna just quickly pop over there for in 3 seconds, take a look from do a quick scout and then pop back.
Good idea.
Hey guys, I'll be right back. You do this thing, I'll be over here.
Got it. I'm back to you in 1 second, Rogue. Storm, what are you doing? Storm, you're muted.
There we go. I am now that he has given us more information, I am concerned that he will not be the only. So I am kind of hovering above the woods, listening to the wind, watching to make sure that no one else is coming at us.
Okay. As you're hovering up above, you do notice that the camera crew said they wouldn't get any closer, but you do see the camera crews have not left the school, and there are cameras definitely pointed in this direction. They're upholding their word, but it looks like they're ready in case they can see something else. Rogue.
I'd like to use stealth as I
do to the site.
And may I use stealth as I do that, please?
You can. Which
okay.
You're flying fast enough that you're fairly certain they wouldn't be able to see you with their cameras.
Cool.
We're 90s cameras, and you go, whoosh, you get there, you look around, you see that there's police lines around, there's a police tape around the actual crime site itself. There's 2 patrol cars, but that's it. Nothing else of interest.
Okay. Is there anything that I see that I didn't see on the video footage?
For that, you'd have to stay there a while to really investigate. From my understanding, you're flying to do a quick once there and then back.
Okay.
Or do you want to spend longer to investigate?
How long would I need to spend to give it a decent look without, like, really revealing myself too much. Like, is there a good place that I could, you know, that I could hide a bit? I'm pretty good at hiding.
You could find myself, some places to sneak around.
I think.
It would depend. Are you trying to stay outside or are you trying to go inside of the building?
No, I don't want to go inside the building without the rest of the team.
Okay. It takes you maybe 5 minutes to do an outside sort of perimeter check, which for okay. that perimeter check, easily done at your speed and your skill level. You see that the police has sort of taken away anything of note that would have been on the street, and the patrol car doesn't seem to move from in front of the building. You do see you don't see any notes or signs on the street itself of any sort of vehicle okay. that would have been there. On the side of the building, you do notice, though, that there are sort of bullet holes in addition to those other marks. But to learn more, you'd have to either go into the building or spend more time investigating out in the open.
Okay, I think I'll head back.
Okay.
At that point. And share Wolverine. That information with the team.
Wolverine, no one has stopped your interrogation.
Good. Now, where were we? Who are your friends? And are they as ugly as you?
I only knew a few of them. There were six of us that we worked for the Leaper. There was Chance, Beetle, Stiltman, and then he had these two other people who were just dressed like normal people in clothes and street stuff. They didn't tell us any of their names. I don't know who those ladies were.
A real who's that of rogues. To be honest, with that lineup, I'd be more concerned about the plain clothes ones. All right, you've done us a solid, Titanium Man. We'll leave you tied to this tree for now. Unless our dear leader has any other ideas.
Looking at him now, after I gave him the first aid, is he still in danger for his life? Or if I leave him here for the police to pick up, will he be stable enough to be picked up by the police?
We're in the animated version, so he'll be fine until the police show up.
Got it. Okay. I think we're done here. We need to make our way to the site.
Yeah, there's no way they won't have heard about the Blackguard coming down.
Yeah, we have to move quickly. I think we've used up our time here.
I'll give Titanium Man a friendly slap on the face, just hard enough to probably give him a concussion, where there's the real world, and move on.
We do a cut to commercial, and when we come back from commercial, the four of you are inside of the building. The entire wall for the second and third floor are gone. But you're inside. The emergency lights are still on, even though it's been a day or so later, illuminating the area at night.
I guess try to sneak our way in.
You don't have to. You're already inside the building. Cut to hard cut to you're already in the building with emergency lights and everything on for you.
I thought the outside floodlights. You said emergency lights. I'm sorry. Let's start looking around.
This is too easy.
Agreed.
And
thanks for your agreement.
Okay, the group of you make me observation rolls.
I got 30 under 60.
No.
I am 56 under 60.
Okay. With your 56 under 60, you do notice that it doesn't look like anything. There's a huge mess here, but it isn't like a lot of things were taken. It's more like things were knocked over, like there were safes that were ripped out of the wall. They were just thrown to the side, kind of what you piece together. So they knew what they were coming for, and they were only coming for one or two specific things. Eddie, you got a 30 out of what?
60. So I have three jacks.
Okay. With your two jacks going through, based on what Rogue has pointed out, you're able to put together that what they want is on the third floor, and you go to the computer where they must have hacked in, and there is a wall the wall itself appears to have been hidden as part of that floor itself. And you notice there's almost some sort of chameleon circuit that's on it that's been deactivated. That's with two jacks. You still have one jack left.
Okay. Let's do it. Rogan, Wolverine, get.
That was Rogue and you.
I went first.
Storm and Wolverine. I'm sorry, Storm and Wolverine.
Well, I failed completely, so I'm busy still picking bits of Titanium Man off my claws.
Wolverine, your senses are almost overcome. There's almost like someone put off a stink bomb in this building, and you can't even quite put it to the side. It is so powerful and pugnant.
God, what did you eat, Scott?
Folks of the mission.
Storm.
22 out of 70.
What you think, what you figure out, and based on all the information that you've collected so far, is that the thing they want was in some sort of briefcase, because even as you go into the chameleon circuit room, it's full of other things. The only thing that's missing is a single solitary briefcase from a wall full of briefcases, and each one of them is just numbered, matching the serial number that you received, in order, going all the way down. It's almost like it might have been a computer bank. Maybe it was some sort of mineral. You can't really tell unless you want to take out one of the cases and crack them open.
Yeah, definitely.
We were looking for case XL674, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the one that's gone?
That is the only one missing out of an entire room full of them.
Yeah, so I'll pull down the one next to it, other side, and okay, and it crack is, it open.
It is a thin briefcase that's incredibly light, and as you try to open it, it's locked, and you don't know the code. You could either have Rogue open it for you the old-fashioned way, or Wolverine open it if you'd like.
Well, for the sake of being a little cautious, I'll have Rogue do it. I'll ask Rogue to do it.
Sure thing, Sugar. Is that a bash this open situation?
Yeah, you essentially are able to do it almost like with just your pinky finger, a little took.
Excellent. I poke the lock.
Excellent. Delicate was what I was looking for.
And inside, you see there is a case, and the case itself has all this gel around it, and it has a small pulsing gem inside of it.
Is it familiar in any way? Do I have any idea what it is? Does it feel anything?
It definitely doesn't feel like it's part of nature. Because you can't, since you have a connection almost to the earth also, you definitely don't feel that at all for coming from it. But it continues to pulse and ripple.
I want to choose a different case farther away, not so close in sequence, and open it to see if it's the same thing or something else.
Cracks open, and in this one, it looks like it is a gem that's similar, but distinctively different, and it pulses less.
Okay. I'm interested in what anyone else has to think, has to say about what we're looking at.
Yeah. Can I make a science roll to try to figure this out?
Sure. What science is?
Physics.
Yes, you can.
I mean, it's the Marvel Universe, so I have one science, therefore I have all sciences. That's how that works.
Essentially.
67 under 70.
You've deduced that it is somehow connected to another universe. It is a power source from another universe. And you look at this one, and it's a different universe. And you look at the other one that you found, and that is a different universe, too.
Looks like all these gems are tied to different parallel universes.
And you can tell that just by looking at them? Looks like some freaked-out kid's diorama.
Well, when you hang out with Hank as long as I do, you pick up a few things.
Please?
Very funny.
So what's so special about the one they took?
So they wanted access to that universe for some reason.
I got that part. But what's so special about that universe?
I don't know.
Is there anything that I would know about that universe? Or could figure out? Could deduce, perhaps?
You would need someone that could potentially hack into the computers, or Rogue, if
hacking
you wanted to.
Is not so good.
Yeah, if you okay. wanted to, it is a power source. You could always touch it.
Well, it's not a person.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
If
this is a gateway into another universe, I don't really know how these things work, but if you touch it, is that going to be like You sniffing out the sun?
Who knows?
I agree.
Oh, well, I'd like to
not the best idea.
There are 20 case slots basically in this room, and you've opened two of them, and one of them is missing. Just to help give a better imagery.
You said there's a computer here?
Yes.
Okay. Before I touch anything, let me see if I can get out of the computer.
Yeah, let's hold off on that for now.
I'll try to do my hacking.
Yeah, that seems like not a good idea.
29 under 45.
You see that Cyclops plops down behind the government computer and takes him about an hour, but he eventually cracks into it. And as you do, the files start popping up, and you see it read across the top, ionic energy beings, and it starts listing off names of people that you've never met before and superpowers associated with them, but they're all somehow linked to ionic energy. And the missing case has a name, Simon Williams.
Okay.
Eddie knows group of you, the name Simon Williams. Isn't he a famous movie star?
Oh, yeah, right. He is a famous movie star. Ionic energy. Refresh memory, what is that?
Is there a scientist amongst you?
I have science 70%.
You're not really sure what this one is. You figure you would need a scientist and less of a wild.
Fair enough.
Didn't Beast say that if we provide the information, he'll be able to hack into the place? Oh, we should just give the mansion a call.
Is there a phone here? Because it's the 90s, so I don't have like a cell phone.
There is a big honking phone on the desk.
All right. Oh, I will call the mansion with the rotary dial.
Oh, hello, operator. We'd like the X-Men mansion, please. Yes, we'll hold.
Take me to Winchester. Or Winchester. yeah, so I'll call a Beast.
Hello, Cyclops. How can I be of assistance today?
We found some information, but I could use your advice on some of it, and I'll just tell him everything I've covered so far.
Of course, I'd be most elated to assist you. I'm assuming you just relay the information?
Yeah, I just give him everything.
When you say Simon Williams, he does tell you Wonder Man, and he does a quick search. It looks like Wonder Man is an Avenger who's been missing now for 6 months.
Okay.
And ionic energy is the power source that gives him all of superhuman powers. Explains you originally he had died, but then was brought back with ionic energy, and ionic energy is something that can be used to give specific people superpowers.
So someone's trying to make superheroes.
Right. The question is Simon Williams trying to make superheroes, or is someone captured Simon Williams and trying to duplicate what happened to him?
Is there anything here that... Oh, go ahead.
Beast just said, I can tell you that Simon is a great guy. For my time in the Avengers, we was buddies, and I don't know, but he's been missing now for 2 or 3 months.
Is there anything here that is... I'm looking for clues about the person or people who might have done this. Is there anything on the scene that is...
What you know so far is that it was our armored people and usually high-tech people so far. You knew that from like how they pulled the wall down, from their interrogation of Titanium Man.
Right.
The fact they came here for this. You haven't seen anything specific at the site other than they did not take anything else other than that one briefcase of Simon Williams.
Yeah. Which
all of you know is unusual for anyone if you're going to do a breaking and entering. Across the board.
Okay. Ask Beast if he, because he's a former Avenger, if he has access to the Avengers computers and give us the information on when Simon Williams was last seen.
He tells you he was seen 3 months ago. They were on some case in DC, and there was a weird energy blip, and they're not sure what happened to him, and he's been MIA since then, and the Avengers have been trying to find out.
We may need to talk to the Avengers. What is our current relationship with the Avengers?
Yeah. Where are we on that?
Dicey at best.
So not walk up and say, hey, buddies, let's chat.
No. But Beast can give you the specific location in DC where the blip came from if you want that. Or you can try to contact the Avengers if you'd like to. But you know it would be a turbulent call that you'd have to figure out how you want to navigate with them.
Would it go better if Beast did that?
Maybe it's because that while we're looking at DC.
Is the doc on better terms than we are?
No. He would be on worse terms simply because he's an NPC.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Then, yeah, we will, I guess, head back to Westchester, get the backup jet, and go to DC.
We will have an... We're going to have an episode break here.
Hi, I am Jen Kretschmer. You can find me on the interwebs as at DreamWisp on most platforms, and on Twitch I stream as DreamWisp Jen. I'm an actor, I'm an author, I'm a producer, I'm a I do all the things. Game designer. Yeah, that's me. I do the things.
So they can find me. My name's Matthew Dawkins, and you can find me on most social media at DawkinsMP. You can find my Patreon on patreon.com/MatthewDawkins. I run games for people. You can also find my work. I publish an awful lot of RPGs via Onyx Path, such as The World Below. They came from RPGs, all listed on MatthewDawkins.com.
My name is Ariel. I'm a writer and a publisher and an advocate for games access for everyone. But I'm in another world and not really on the internet. And so, yeah, I don't know. I guess if you're really, really excited about it, you can drop Chris a line and he can find me.
The best place to find me is my websites, or my professional website, or find me online, all at PugSteady.
If you're looking for me, you can find me at Darku Discord. You can come to my website, darkustudios.com. If you want to buy my stuff, you can buy it at Darker Hue, Yu-Gi-Oh! Chaosium's website, Bar Hartman Bound 2nd Edition.
And that's the end of episode 1. Join us next week for a continuation of X-Men 97.